This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You can bring up whatever you want at 603-283-6160. And in the studio tonight, it's Ian, Matt,
and Bonnie.
All right, so coming up, Bonnie, you're going to tell us about EU cars maybe being regulated into not being able to go a certain speed. We'll talk about that on the way here. But first, Matt, you've been looking forward to telling us, because I don't think you were on last night, were you? Or last week.
I was not on last week.
So we didn't get our Matt gun-related update, as
we normally
do. You
didn't get your fill. Wow.
When you're here. So where do you want to start? Because I know you said there were a few different stories out there.
There are a few different stories. I want to start with a couple other things, though, that are kind of related. Some of you may remember the siege and attack on Ruby Ridge back in the 90s.
Yep.
Where the ATF showed up and shot a bullet through the head of a woman who was standing there holding her baby and shot a 14-year-old boy in the back.
Babies look like guns, so I'm sure the agent that shot her...
It was an assault baby. It was a high-capacity assault child.
Yeah, and didn't they end up promoting that guy that killed that
woman?
Yes,
the shooter's name was Lon Horiuchi. Mm-hmm. Lon Horiuchi was also present at the Waco shooting, and when the women and children ran screaming from their burning church, he shot them in the back, just like he shot Sammy Weaver in the back. 14-year-old boy shot his dog and then shot him in the back as he ran away.
And a sniper, so from a distance, right?
There's no way to tell how close he was. The idea was Sammy was walking through the woods with his dog, happened on some strange men hiding in his woods and ran away. Turns out the ATF were surveilling and keeping their house under siege. They weren't aware of it yet. Sammy caught on to it, ran towards the house, and got shot in the back.
Oh, my God.
Because ATF people are just murderous dirtbags, 100%.
And why were they... being watched in general? Why were the ATF on to them for something?
So apparently, I can't remember exactly how it went, but Randy was asked basically by an FBI dirtbag or an ATF dirtbag, they're all the same, to make a short-barreled shotgun. Illegal, basically
undercover
shotgun. Yeah, they were trying to get him to do stuff that was illegal. I can't remember how it all panned out, but they basically were trying to pin stuff on him, like make things happen that didn't happen, create a case for themselves, and it resulted in a bunch of controversy and ended up with a bunch of feds staking out his house and pointing guns at his house, and they ended up shooting his wife, Vicky, dead, and his son, Sammy, dead. The little girl now is all grown up and was a huge fan of her father's and now has children of her own, and also all's well that ends well, I guess. But Randy Weaver, for a very long time, was an extreme proponent of individual liberty, we'll say. We'll leave it at that. A promoter of the dangers of big government.
And he passed away?
He died today, yep.
Do we know what from?
I didn't see what he died from. I just knew that he did, and he died of natural causes.
He's 74.
74. It's about time to go for a man.
I'm not even going to look it up. I'm just happy that he gets to go be with his wife and son now, and hopefully there's somebody there to receive him on the other end. I'm sure he's going to a good place.
We actually met him once, Mark and I. He came to New Hampshire back when the Ed and Elaine Brown situation was going on. For those that don't know the story, Ed and Elaine Brown were an older couple. They were sort of noteworthy for not paying federal income tax. The feds decided they were going to do something about that, so they demanded whatever compliance, and Ed didn't want to comply, so then they escalated the conflict, they escalated the threats, and they, like with the Ruby Ridge situation, surrounded his house with multiple agents. Ed said he was going to stay in his home. He said, he might have some booby traps on the property, and y'all shouldn't come here, basically. And so they didn't come there right away. They actually stayed out and just lurked around his property for, I think, about 6 months. And during that six-month period, Ed was allowing people, and Elaine were allowing people into their home, which, of course, inevitably meant they were allowing federal agents into their home without really realizing it. But anyways, some of the people they allowed into their home included some of the Free Staters, the liberty activists that were up here, just kind of making a pilgrimage. You know, people would go out. Dave Ridley went out there, and Free Talk Live went out there at one point, and just kind of to meet these people that were bravely standing up to the federal gang. Mm-hmm. And then at one point, they actually threw a huge party. This was a large piece of property up in a little town called Plainfield, New Hampshire, if I recall correctly. Very, very large piece of property, and they had, I don't know, hundreds of people, a couple hundred at least, people on this property, and they brought in Randy Weaver as like a special guest speaker.
Awesome.
And the Genesis Communications Network, which was our radio network at the time, they were there. I mean, we're part of their network, and so we went up there. And then Alex Jones did not go. He was not at this particular event, but the head of the network, Ted Anderson, was there grilling. He had, like, you know, his grill master outfit on and cooking steaks or hot dogs or whatever. And I think at one point they had a band play. We left. We kind of went and hung around for an hour and we left. And I guess after we left was when the feds flew a black helicopter over the property, and not just flew it over, but hovered apparently for some amount of time directly over where the party was happening, to intimidate people, just to, you know, show them that they were there. But
or maybe run facial recognition software over everybody that attended the party.
Good chance of that, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I mean, this would have been back in, like, 2006 or 2007, so if there was facial recognition software, it would be pretty rudimentary at that time. But, yeah, they were definitely trying to intimidate people, but that's where I met Randy Weaver.
That's really cool.
Yeah. So he seemed like a really cool guy.
Yeah, he actually was a cool guy, because he basically gave them the Ron Paul treatment at every turn and just said no, 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 no. And at the end of the day, Randy Weaver ended up walking away with a slap on the wrist for failure to appear to court.
Wow.
Just with a dead wife and kid.
Yeah, dead wife and kid.
Yeah.
You know, and dog.
So a little more than a slap on the wrist. But you mean legally, as far as...
Legally, yeah, he got a slap on the wrist.
Insane.
Completely.
But they never paid him for killing his wife,
they
right?
Did not.
There's never any kind of compensation or trial about that.
He probably wouldn't have wanted to pay the taxes on it anyway. Good for him.
All right, well, rest in peace.
Rest in peace. Another one I want to bring up. I got an email just before the show started. Not a direct personal email, but... good friend to Liberty, Jordan Vinroe. He has a company called JSD Supply. JSDSupply.com. I'm going to plug him. Never have before, but I feel I should, even though if you go to JSDSupply.com right now, you can't see anything. The site is shut down, basically, with a message to the customers on the front.
Mm.
JSD Supply, let's see. ATF came to our offices and warehouse to serve a cease and desist letter regarding the selling of certain gun parts.
Mm.
So JSD Supply is an 80% firearms seller. And
meaning they sell a piece of metal.
Yeah, or plastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, pieces of metal and plastic that are absolutely 100% totally okay, good to go. You can have those. The ATF is futzing around with what their definition of firearm is these mm-hmm. days. They're, you know, changing. If they don't like something, just change the definition of it and suddenly...
They call it a machine gun if it's a piece of metal, apparently.
That's a bent-up coat hanger. That's mm-hmm. machine gun. So, but JSD Supply has a night... Like, their job is to sell 80% parts, and you can buy the parts you need to make your own gun. They also have a ton of files on their site for 3D printing stuff. If
cool.
just want to 3D print stuff, he's an activist. I mean, mm-hmm. this is a business, but it's also activism. You don't have to buy something there. You can just go to the files, download a 3D, you know, file for 3D printing guns if you
That's
want
awesome.
To. It is. But the ATF is harassing him. So to Jordan Vinroe and the people at JSD Supply, 80% firearms, I just want you all to know that we're paying attention. We have your back.
They make these 80% lowers,
mm-hmm.
and these things have been sold for many years, but recently the ATF has taken a new interest in harassing these businesses.
Yeah, so JSD Supply doesn't make them. They, they're a seller.
They're a reseller.
Yeah,
a reseller. And so goons showed up. He's saying here they didn't, quote, get raided, but...
Right, but they got a cease and desist letter.
The ATF showed up at his offices.
Two agents showed up today and told them to shut it down.
And so rather than continue and risk whatever they would, you know, would risk by continuing, they did go ahead and close up while
the lawyers told them to just follow it for now.
And that's a problem here. There's not going to be any punishment for the ATF if they end up losing this.
Correct.
But in the meantime, this guy's...
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live. Yeah.
afternoon. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Bring up whatever you want to discuss. We're getting updates here from Matt about the latest in the world of gun rights and gun restrictions. With the ATF cracking down on one company. What was their name again?
JSD Supply.
JSD Supply targeted and threatened, told that if they keep selling the 80% lowers that they're selling, then they might be facing some sort of charges. So they shut down operations temporarily while they figure out what they need to do to file a lawsuit or whatever it is their next steps are. We'll get the latest on more about that. Of course, you can join us here as Sarah is going to do. Calling from New Mexico, you're on Free Talk Live, Sarah.
Oh, yeah, so... they actually, we're going to build a brand new homeless shelter.
You are?
Do you do that by yourself?
Albuquerque is.
Who's helping you?
Albuquerque is. Well, the city is.
Okay, so you're not going to be there laying brick or plumbing work or anything like that?
Because she can't work
but they, no, but, I mean, I have an input. I've been calling in of, well, anyway, they've been asking the homeless people of what they want in this place. So I've been trying to participate and give ideas also.
All right, what's
so
one of your ideas? What do you think that the new taxpayer-funded homeless shelter should have?
Well, the first thing is those prison bunk beds that I've been complaining about with no side guards, and they and they have no ladders. How about that?
Oh my God.
Part of the punishment. So right now,
didn't you tell us before that the current homeless shelter is a former jail that was repurposed?
How are people getting up in these without the ladders? I don't think I could.
It's hard to do it.
Wait, they don't have the ladders in jail?
No. Right. Well, I mean, it sounds like, are you kind of petite? Are you?
Yeah,
that, like,
I'm really short. I'm like 5'2".
Yeah, yeah. I mean, could you imagine climbing up like a 4-foot bed up and down?
No.
sounds
impossible.
God. And then, no, and then being so small. And it's a way of punishing people for being in jail. You don't want to come back again, but they threw the homeless people on these bunk beds. And I've met about 5 people that fell off the beds. And then they hit their backs and their heads, and they're too drunk to sue the city. They need to sue. They're just not well enough. They're not well enough
drunk?
To organize.
I think she's suggesting that a lot of homeless people have alcohol and drug problems, and that is definitely true.
I'm pretty sure you couldn't sue the city if you fell off a bunk bed while drunk.
Yeah, I wouldn't think you'd, especially when they're providing you with the shelter, and you can either take it or leave it. So that's the difference here, Sarah, is these people aren't obligated to go to the homeless shelter. They could just go live out, you know, in the wilderness or under a bridge or something like that. And you know, not roll to their doom from the top bunk.
Right. Yeah. But that's the whole attitude of the homeless shelter. If you don't like it, just squeeze to death. Just starve to death. We just suck it up and take it the way it is. So they're actually, and then the whole thing about it is people are camping out. And then everybody's complaining about, well, they're setting up shelters over here, and I can't,
sure.
They're bothering my business, and they're
right,
complaining
yeah. Homeless,
about that.
Homeless people are, in a lot of cases, at least the ones that stay out of view, I can't speak to them, but the ones that do panhandle outside of a business are pests. I mean, people don't want to have to deal with that. Business owners don't want to have to deal with having to throw somebody off their property. And
but sometimes business owners do allow them to stay on their property, and then the government moves in and forces them to stop allowing that.
That's a good point.
They're not up to code. And I'm pretty sure Sarah is all about codes.
Yeah, Sarah, how would you feel about that if you heard that homeless people were being told they could not have their own camp? The homeless people want to have a camp. They've built a camp. They've built a lean-to, basically a temporary structure, semi-permanent structure in which they're living. And then the city gang comes by, the city government gang comes by and says, oh, yeah, you're going to have to take, we're going to tear this down. You guys got to go. You can't stay here. Even though the property owner said they could. What would you think about that?
I mean, I really do not know what any business owners that authorize them for too long. I do not know.
There was one that did it here in Keene, New Hampshire for years.
Hmm. Well, I mean, that's a very rare case, but I'm very surprised that they want to take on this problem. But get back.
But you didn't answer my question.
Now, what was the question? Would you support
the government stopping these people from having their shelter in the woods?
If they weren't up to code.
Well, I mean, okay, if the owner says, I'm fine with it, they're fine with me, and then nobody else in the area have any problems, then I would say that it's okay.
Okay, well, we're on the same page there.
Sarah, you just answered the question correctly. What is going on here? You go buy a lottery ticket today.
Yeah, that's kind of, I mean, if everybody, all the neighbors are fine with it, then if they're not panhandling, if they're coming over, then...
As long as they're keeping to themselves, I agree with you there. And Sarah, I got to say, as far as your request is concerned, it seems reasonable. If there's going to be a homeless shelter, you should probably make it so they don't roll off the top bunks. I mean, that doesn't cost a whole lot of money to put a little guard in there and, you know, keep the drunkards from hurting themselves even worse. And thank you for the call tonight. The number is 603-283-6160. That said, I don't think that this is a government problem to be solved. I think that government probably incentivizes homelessness in the first place by taxing people to death and regulating businesses to death, putting people out of business, encouraging people to get fired by things like minimum wage increases and all the regulations that increase the cost of doing business, putting people out on the streets, and then, of course, inflating the money supply to make it more and more difficult to actually buy the things that people need to live life. It's getting more expensive to pay for rent. Rent's gone up in a lot of cases 30 or 40% just from last year. And then you've got, in addition to that, the insane prices at the grocery store. So, I mean, there's going to be people driven out into the streets because of these circumstances.
But we can't have monopolies, Ian.
No,
that's why we need the government monopoly on violence.
You're going back around to the previous caller earlier in the show who called about monopolies. And
I think he thought that was like his trump card to us for being pro-free market. He was like, oh, yeah, well, I've heard you guys are pro-free market. What do you guys think about monopolies? Ooh, they have nothing to say to that.
Gotcha. Yeah. But he loves the government, which is, you know, maybe mischaracterizing the guy. He's not on the phone to defend himself. But, you know, the government is the number one giant monopoly, the elephant in the room.
We didn't point that one out, but that's a good point, yeah.
Yeah, that he's asking for a monopoly to end monopolies.
The state is the worst.
Reason monopoly exists.
Yeah, they're the worst monopoly. They're the ones you can't say no to.
And you can't get a good product out of them.
Nope.
Your entire life will be like standing in line at the DMV. Yep.
They just don't care. All right, so the number is 603-283-6160. As far as homeless people are concerned, let's let the market take care of it. Let's let people who actually care provide shelter. There's a private homeless shelter right here in Keene, New Hampshire, and they do a great job. They help people out. They give people a place to stay, but they're limited on what they give. They're more concerned with helping someone up rather than just giving them an endless free cot.
Right.
You know? The number is 603-283-6160. You can join us here. More about the situation with guns in America, and if you want to weigh in and bring up whatever's on your mind, you can join us here at 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA Radio News. two top Republican lawmakers who are also mothers are demanding the Biden administration's FDA immediately address the nationwide shortage of baby formula. Representative Ashley Hinson of Iowa and House Republican Conference Chair Elise Stefanik of New York sent a letter demanding answers. Representative Stefanik.
House Republicans are here to push for action from the FDA and the Biden administration, who should have had a plan for this shortage months ago.
The nationwide supply of infant formula has decreased 40% since April, while Abbott Laboratories announced a Similac recall, which exacerbated those shortages. In related news, there's no escaping the pain at the pump. AAA updated the national average on Thursday, showing prices up a penny to $4.41 a gallon. That's 17 cents more than last week. This is USA Radio News. A federal appeals court says a California law banning sales of semi-automatic weapons to people under 21 years of age is unconstitutional. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled the 10-month-old law infringes on Second Amendment rights. The judge cited the young adults who fought and died in the American Revolution to help establish America and eventually the Constitution that protects the right to bear arms. Republicans are pushing back against Democrats who have remained silent on abortion rights protesters setting up shop outside Supreme Court justices' homes. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
All Americans should agree that judges and juries ought not to be subjected to threats or intimidation campaigns. They want to use intimidation to influence the outcome in a pending case.
Someone leaked the 98-page draft to Politico earlier this month. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. It's Ian, Matt, and Bonnie in the studio here tonight. Coming up, will cars in the European Union be slowed down by the state? We're not talking about speed limits here. We've got something else in mind, apparently. Bonnie will tell us about that coming up. Phones are open, as always, 603-283-6160. And don't forget, you can join us online anytime you want over at freetalklive.com. You can follow our various different hosts and other listeners of the show on our social media platform at social.freetalklive.com. It's Mastodon-based, which means that it's open source, it's self-hosted, it's federated, and so that means it's connected with the other Mastodon systems out there, most of them at least from what I can tell. And so you can interact with people across the entire internet through the Federation there. Go to social.freetalklive.com and you can do that. So, Matt, you had more from the world of gun rights and gun restrictions. What is there any good news out there?
Yeah. Well, we don't know yet. We're going to find out. Okay. But there's a lot. There's just so much going on. It is super hot right now. And one thing I didn't even think about talking about tonight, just a little bit, I guess, was the Roe v. Wade thing. I've seen a lot of people on Facebook wondering why so many gun people are talking about Roe v. Wade and what does abortion have to do with guns. Well, the reality is Roe v. Wade really never had anything to do with abortion, mm-hmm. and it had everything to do with removing states' rights and centralizing power.
And privacy, right? I mean, they said that they were protecting privacy rights, right?
Sure.
That's what it's. It was ultimately
I don't know what you're talking about. I'll listen to it. I want to hear it.
I think that the basis they tried to use for Roe v. Wade was that ultimately it came down to privacy rights because something I can't remember off the top of my head. I heard somebody talking about it.
Hmm. Some kind of medical privacy thing?
Yeah, but I don't think the Constitution actually doesn't say anything about privacy rights, but the New Hampshire Constitution does. But that's just a tangent. Mm-hmm. But they said that I don't remember off the top of my head. Sorry, okay. I thought maybe you guys would know something about it.
No, I don't.
I'm familiar. But if you figure that out, I want to hear about it.
Okay.
So Roe v. Wade, there's a lot of people confused about what guns have to do with abortion, and abortion really has nothing to do with Roe v. Wade. Was at the time you had, you know, already in place in the gun world was the 1934 Gun Control Act, and then there was or National Firearms Act, mm-hmm. and then in 1968 there was the Gun Control Act, both of which severely restricted gun rights as America had always known them. And at that point, those were both really states' rights issues. To hammer the coffin totally shut, they were going to need another type of case that would help on states' rights. They were going to need another case to come along that probably wasn't related to guns. So they came up with, the Roe v. Wade thing came along right at the right time and said, gosh, this could be really, this is a hot button issue that everybody's worked up about, the Roe v. Wade thing. So they essentially were able to use Roe v. Wade to strip away more states' rights.
Hmm.
And it made it look as if there's precedent before with the 68 Gun Control Act and the 34 National Firearms Act that state rights weren't as necessary as we always thought they once were.
Well, we should throw in the standard libertarian disclaimer, and that is that states do not have rights.
Correct.
Only individuals have rights. But in the context of the discussion, the idea of the concept of states being able to have the ability to make more decisions for their population, their political situation, to have significant differences between the states. Federalism, I guess, might be the term for that, was sort of the original concept behind the United States. It was essentially supposed to be a bunch of nations essentially mm-hmm. joined together with some common, what was it? Between the states, there would be some agreements, essentially interlocking Basically. Agreements, mm-hmm. and they would have the federal government be able to take on cases of disagreements between those states, right? To judge those things.
Break a tie here or there.
Didn't end up that way.
No, not at all.
No, they shoot people holding their babies now.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And children in the back. So they were able to use this to strip away states' rights a little bit more. And now that Roe v. Wade is on the way out, a lot of gun people are starting saying, is there any other laws out there that really should have been always states' rights? And
well, sure, every national gun law.
Every national gun law.
But I heard this speculation right after the Roe versus Wade leak happened. A lot of the gun rights people were saying, they're going to take down the federal gun laws next. And I thought, yeah, that seems really optimistic.
It does. It seems real. Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Because the Roe versus Wade, the abortion issue, it's basically a political football. It doesn't really matter.
The Second Amendment's a political football, too.
Yeah, but the feds want to control guns,
sure.
Right? They really don't want people to have right. guns at all levels, whether we're talking about the Republicans or the Democrats. Republicans talk a good game about guns, but when it comes down to it, they don't do jack diddly.
Right.
Look, Trump, right? Didn't he restrict bump stocks?
Yes, he did.
Right.
Ronald Reagan signed the 1986 Firearms Owners Protection Act.
Yeah, and during the times...
outlawed machine guns for regular people.
Right, and don't forget that during the times when the Republicans were running the show from top to bottom, where they had the presidency and they had the legislature, they didn't do anything to undo guns.
But we're not talking about legislation here. We're talking about Supreme Court action.
Yeah, it just seems awfully...
it's a little iffy. for sure
religious to me, the idea that, oh, this great Supreme Court's going to come and rescue gun rights for the whole of the United States.
This panel of people wearing black muumuus.
That has historically done what is in the best interest of the state, not the individual, and not individual rights.
Typically,
so color me a skeptic on this one.
Yeah, I'm going to remain skeptical too, but just to explain to people who are Roe v. Wade, you know, they're freaking out because how come the gun people are in our abortion discussion? Well, that's why. They're hoping against hope that more rights will be returned to the states, namely the Second Amendment, which is probably the one that has been beat on the most over the years repeatedly.
Did you hear about the House bill that came out or got passed by the Senate and now today the House in New Hampshire?
No, what?
Today, I can't remember which one it is. Do you remember what the number was?
I don't know the number.
Well, it says that the local goons, the local cops and sheriffs and all that, they are now not allowed to enforce federal gun laws in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
If it gets signed by the governor.
Oh, yeah.
If it gets signed by the governor. It's going to the governor. House Bill 1178. I didn't know about that one.
Yeah.
But, yeah, House Bill 1178. Unfortunately, that is a bill with zero teeth.
Really?
Yes. It says that New Hampshire cops are not allowed to help the federal government in the pursuit of prosecuting anti-gun laws, anti-gun crimes, or gun crimes, or whatever, unless they want to.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody said to me on Twitter, I heard this got watered down, and I didn't really look into it or anything.
Yeah, so it got completely neutered. It's, I don't even want to talk about it.
It's just embarrassing.
Sad. That's
completely.
Sad.
However, in other news in the gun world, New York State Rifle and Pistol Association has filed a lawsuit on NYSRPA versus Bruin. This is coming up. The Supreme Court has looked this over and should be issuing their opinion on it. The idea that it's going to go very well for the New York State Rifle and Pistol Association will make me very happy as a former New York State resident who had a lot of guns. And what the problem in New York is that they're suing over is that New York is a may issue state. They may give you a pistol permit. It's not a shall issue state. And even if they do, you know, I know a kid I went to high school with. He's an Eagle Scout. He's a rocket scientist. Couldn't get it. His pistol permit came back with the restriction that the gun had to be disassembled and kept in a safe in his house at all times.
Wow.
So and this case is probably going to do away with may issue. And New York will have to be a shall issue state.
Wow.
That's
well,
a big
we'll
step.
We'll see. There's more coming up here. If you want to join the show, the number 603-283-6160. You can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Iberoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You're invited. If you want to join the show, you can do that. The number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Whether you want to weigh in on Roe versus Wade, gun rights versus restrictions. We talked a little bit about inflation earlier in the show tonight. And still to come, cars could be governed heavily in the EU, according to a story Bonnie's going to tell us about. But first, we're going to your phone calls and thoughts. Steven is in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live in North Georgia. Go ahead.
Hey, so I think I've talked about this in the past, but I think it's worth re-mentioning. A lot of these agreements for financial aid that law enforcement agencies sign with the federal government have a caveat of, hey, we buy you this piece of equipment, and when we want to use it, it's kind of ours. And they buy a lot of the federal government buys a lot of equipment for local agencies, mm-hmm. and on top of that, the federal government pays a lot of subsidies so that local agencies can have officers and deputies. So when you look at these, hey, we're not going to enforce your evil gun laws, or however they want to say it, their unconstitutional gun laws, the way that I read a lot of these contracts and the way a lot of these contracts have been portrayed to me, in a way, the federal government has a lot of local law enforcement salary guys. So it kind of, the way that I read it, the individual officers, that salary is being subsidized, do they have the ability to say no without their salary getting cut?
Yeah, you're right. Like the 1033 program helped a lot of local and law enforcement places get Bearcats. I don't know if Keynes was from that. Do you know, Ian?
Yeah, the federal government gave them a grant for that.
And was it 1033? Because
I don't know. I think 1033 is leftover military equipment, and Bearcats were brand new.
But I'm pretty sure in the 1033 program, there was that caveat, like, oh, you have to be, we have to be allowed to use it whenever we want.
That was true with the Bearcat as well.
They're dealing with the devil.
Yeah. Yep.
But so with the enforcement of gun laws, can they essentially say, hey, we subsidize your paycheck. Do you want to continue to get paid?
I mean, why wouldn't they? If they can hold something over your head, then they certainly will. I doubt that there's any police departments putting up a fight against the federal government to where they've ever had to issue such a threat to a local police department. Because you have to remember, when the feds come in and they snatch somebody's stuff, whether it be going to a gun supply shop and taking all their inventory, or going to the local head shop and stealing all their pipes, or whatever it is they're doing, whenever they take people's stuff, 85%, I believe, 80 or 85% is given to of any kind of forced extraction like that. I forget the word for it right now. Asset forfeiture. Thank you. Asset forfeiture. That's going to the local police department. So the local police are,
they get all the pipes,
continuously bribed. Well, they'll get the
proceeds,
money from
selling
it. They're continuously bribed to continue working with the federal government. So they would have no reason to put up any kind of a fuss.
So they're not 100% parasitic. They are 200% parasitic.
Yeah, that was one thing I was thinking about. You said that bill got watered down in New Hampshire, where it was intended originally to make it to where local law enforcement couldn't work with feds on any gun law restrictions, federal gun law restrictions, mm-hmm. but then it got watered down by getting amended, and now it says that they can if they want to. Well, I was thinking, oh, well, at least that gives the cops who don't want to do that a way out. They can be like, I now have the right not to do that. But then again, I was thinking about it, and probably all of them want to.
Sure.
They like hanging out with the feds and getting to go do no-knock raids. That's fun stuff for them.
Sure.
It's more exciting.
Steven?
So, I mean, yeah, I mean, you bring up a lot of good points, but my question with a lot of this stuff in relation to abortion is, how much of what we see with gun stuff and police funding, I guess, for lack of a better term, police subsidies, that sort of thing, how much leverage does the federal government have over a state or a county or a city and be like, hey, we suggest you allow them to get abortions? Or you just don't get money.
I don't really think that's a huge hot button issue for the federal government. The federal government just wants to do away with as many states' rights as possible. Because that means it ends up in their court and they get to have say. As far as abortion goes, I mean, I can't really see the leverage there. I'm having a hard time seeing an economic leverage standpoint there.
Yeah, I think they're going to go with the just pass a law method, which, as I understand it, the Democrats are trying to pass some sort of national abortion rights thing.
Which is totally for show. They don't really care. These people don't care whether or not you can have an abortion or not. They don't care.
No, but the midterms are coming up.
Yeah.
So
Planned Parenthood does abortions, right? And they get grants from the federal government.
That's true.
So maybe they might have some reason that they... I don't know. It's an interesting thought, but I really don't have...
It really depends on who's on the payroll and when are the elections.
Well, the concern with a lot of this is how much criminal enterprise are you creating when you make these bogus laws, right? Like, I've been in New York City, and I've seen people buy and sell guns. Like, I walked into a room, and this dude was like, there's the drugs, there's the guns. And you're just like, I only want weed. Like, just give me weed. I don't want your coke. I kind of want a Glock, but I'm going to go back to Georgia here in a few days.
Yeah, you're a lot safer in Georgia.
Don't even mess with that.
Don't be doing that in New York City. Steven, thanks for the call tonight. I definitely appreciate it. I mean, that's just the nature of the black market. A lot of those products get sold side by side.
Yep.
So whatever's prohibited, the dealer's going to carry it.
I'm reading a book by Konkin. It's called, like, The Counter Economy. And he just, for like two chapters, he talks about all these different ways that the counter economy is working in different countries. And it's even like in Cambodia during communism, during Pol Pot, is that his name?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There was a counter economy selling all kinds of different goods. I mean,
of course.
You can't
There's
stop
one in
this
North Korea.
Stuff. Yep.
By the way, since we talked about the Roe versus Wade babies and that sort of thing, pregnancies, I had something here from the Pfizer documents. You know, they've been releasing these documents that were supposed to be kept secret until something like 2075.
I haven't seen anything about that on MSNBC yet.
Yeah,
or
I don't
CNN.
Think they're going to, because then they would have to tell you things like this. According to expose-news.com, the confidential, formerly confidential, Pfizer documents that the FDA is forced to have been published by a court order revealed that somewhere between 82 and 97% of women who are mistakenly exposed to the mRNA COVID-19 injection either suffered a miscarriage or suffered having to witness the death of their newborn child upon giving birth.
What percent was that? Sorry.
Between 82 and 97%. So here's how the numbers break down. The According to the story, 146 of these cases that they had with mothers that, 270 cases of exposure to the mRNA injection during pregnancy. This was by February 28th of 2021. 146 of those cases did not immediately report the occurrence of any clinical adverse event, but of the 270, 124 mothers did, meaning 46% of those exposed to the injection suffered an adverse reaction. Of those 124 mothers suffering an adverse reaction, 49 were considered non-serious adverse reactions, while 75 were considered serious. That means that 58% of the mothers who reported adverse reactions suffered a serious event, ranging from uterine contraction to fetal death. And then they go in a little bit deeper here, and they say that Pfizer says that of the 270 pregnancies, they have absolutely no idea what happened to 238 of them. No outcome was provided for those cases, so we just don't have data about those. But of the remaining...
Wait, weren't these people part of their study? Why do they not have...
That's my question.
Yep, they don't have it.
It's not like it was like a voluntary survey that they could just be like, oh, they never answered.
Don't know. That information is not present.
Or maybe they
shut off the phone line.
Yeah, it could be. But of the remaining 40-some pregnancies, most of them were spontaneous abortion, a.k.a. miscarriage. And then there's five listed as outcome pending, two premature baby with neonatal death, two spontaneous abortion with intrauterine death, one spontaneous abortion with neonatal death, and one normal outcome. So of the 34 outcomes altogether, and again,
one
five
baby
of them still pending, yeah, 97% of all known outcomes of COVID vaccination during pregnancy resulted in the loss of the child, according to this breakdown.
Color me shocked.
Yeah, we'll post this for you. You can see it for yourself on our social media. We got our number three coming up. You can join us, 603-283-6160.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.